Welcome to ADAPT's Prevention 365 podcast, where prevention is every day in every way. I'm Rachel. I'll be your host today on behalf of ADAPT's therapeutic community. We're bringing you stories and conversations about current issues in relation to drug use prevention in the context of connection, equity, and empowerment. Today, we're going to be discussing substance use disorders with our featured guest, Mr. James Stinson. James is the residential director at the therapeutic community and is a certified addiction specialist too, who just celebrated his 29th anniversary with the organization. James started his career in 1992 as the life skills counselor, where 2 short years later, he transitioned roles to become an outpatient counselor. After 4 years of being a counselor, he was promoted to drug court coordinator. His leadership skills continued to shine, and in 2007, he was named as the new director of the therapeutic community, a role he continues to exceed expectations on. James not only played major roles within the agency, but also in the development of the LA County Drug Court Program structure. He was instrumental in assisting the LA County Drug Network with designing the guidelines, the drug court standards and practices for the LA County Drug Court Network, and served as chairman for 2 years on the LA County Drug Court Treatment Providers Training Committee. The Inglewood Drug Court became a highly successful program. They have had over 600 graduates and a 66% success rate. He's been very gracious with all the knowledge he's gained over the years. He's been a guest on numerous treatment panels and provided training on substance use disorders to a variety of audiences like parole, probation, and the Department of Social Services. On the rare occasion that James is not working, you'll be able to find him playing tennis with a friend or in an SCTA tennis tournament. So James, would you like to share any other information about yourself that the audience may like to know more about?
I want to thank ADAPT for the opportunity to do something that I really believe in. I strongly agree with the family concept, the main teaching tool used in the organization. Ohana, I find it a great privilege to be asked to present on this serious topic.
And we'd like to thank you for joining us today. And you've got a lot to share, so we'll go ahead and jump into the questions. So the first one, although simple, I feel like will explain a lot. What is substance abuse treatment?
Before I answer that question, let's take a look at what is the definition of addiction. Currently, addiction is defined as a habit that causes mental and physical dependence. Use of a substance or behavior that causes obsessive thinking, compulsive behavior, and use in spite of negative consequences. The basic text of NA says it is using to live and living to use. AA relates to addiction as analogy to a substance, alcohol, that results in a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit that is uncontrollable without a psychic change. Science says that addiction is a disease of the mind, a primary chronic disease that focuses on motivation, memory, and related thoughts and behaviors. It is characterized by the inability to maintain abstinence, control behaviors, and a dysfunctional emotional response to everyday situations. And like other chronic diseases, you have possibilities for relapse. Substance abuse always goes as far back as man taking his first drink. It is even recorded in the Bible. From that time to today, there appear to be warnings about how it can cause problems in people's lives if it is abused. Currently, there are many different approaches to assist those who use substances. Treatment is an organized set of actions, interactions, approaches, and principles that lead a person to recognize and develop coping skills to control the urge to use and abuse drugs and alcohol. The key word here is abuse.
Okay, so can now that we've gotten the explanation of substance abuse treatment or disorder, substance abuse disorder, can you tell us a bit of the history of the TC model?
Well, the first social model movement, TC is a social model. The first social model movements to control substance abuse were federal substance abuse laws created in the early 1900s. These laws created tariffs and regulations that were meant to control drugs and alcohol sales and distribution. Eventually, with the support of scientific research, though, by men like Dr. Benjamin Russ, substance abuse was identified as a disease, and society and medicine began to approach treatment from a biological, psychological, and social perspective. Historically, the first real form of treatment, as we know it today, started with Alcoholics Anonymous, a 12-step. Prior to that, society viewed substance abuse addiction as a moral deficiency or an act of criminality, you know. So therefore, all they did was lock people up. The founding fathers of AA were Bob Smith and Bill Wilson in 1935. 12-step, they created the 12 steps of AA, a handout at that time. But by 1939, the Big Book was written as a guideline for people who embarked on the AA path. Today, the Big Book is in its fourth edition, just to show you how addiction and recovery continues to evolve. Around about 1953, here in California, Narcotics Anonymous was created. Described as a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem, NA modeled itself after the 12-step process established in AA. But because of the traditions practiced in AA, people who use drugs felt they were not able to share their drug using experiences. Another major issue faced by people that use drugs was the laws that prohibited ex-cons or ex-felons from associating or congregating on corners or being seen together. Therefore, under the leadership of Jimmy Kenyon, or who they call Jimmy K, many of the AA members branched out and began putting together the NA program. He worked out an agreement with the local jurisdiction to be able to hold meetings that would allow drug users, who most of them were ex-cons, to share their experience, strength, and hopes. The 12-step approach to recovery has been very successful and is currently applied to many of the social issues we face today. Now, when we talk about the TC, we have to talk about Charles Diedrich. In 1958, though, at the same time the 12-step process was growing in society, Charles Diedrich started a treatment program named Synanon. Diedrich was a former AA member, and he incorporated 12-step philosophy into a conceptual-based therapeutic community. TC stands for therapeutic community. And over the years, the AITC has evolved to where it is today. In 1972, when the program began, it was more so what you would call a halfway house. Our mission was focused on helping the Asian community that was viewed as the model minority, and Asians don't use drugs, but there were Asians dying from overdosing on heroin. The program was designed to assist folks that needed more of a safe haven to recover, but as time went on and funding was required to keep the doors open, ADAP had to look into providing treatment services. ADAP started in the Gardena area in 1975, relocated to the Crenshaw District, 5318 Crenshaw Boulevard, where the TC approach to treatment was implemented. The therapeutic community is a social model approach that looks at the whole person, not just the substance abuse. The core values are referred to as stages of change, attitude, direction, and lifestyle. These emphasize the main goals of self-direction and self-discipline.
So, how does the treatment approach of the TC differ from other programs?
Okay. Well, the TC, the therapeutic community, this approach is different from an acute care model whose emphasis is on understanding drug use and abstinence. The goals target socialization skills, re-socialization skills, right living skills, and giving the individual a broader understanding of life choices. What really sets the program apart is the use of work therapy as its ability to create lived experience situations in a safe environment. The bigger picture is empowering the client through building self-esteem and better decision-making skills. That's what sets the program apart from other programs, looking at the whole person.
Okay, so what would you say is the most important takeaway a client should have in order to continue a sober lifestyle after they leave the TC?
Okay, one of the most important lessons learned is the ability to look at self. You know, one of the questions you gotta ask is, what is your nature? Understanding roles in life that we play and other attitudes that we hold brings us to our significance versus insignificance. These are critical in developing self-direction. Understanding ability, accountability is to others, and responsibility is to self. Although many seem to see them as the same, they are not. These concepts play an important part in determining good decisions based on boundaries, wants, and needs. This is always the key to self-discipline. How do you smell the roses? Learning how to value the daily opportunities that come when you continue to place one foot in front of the other. What are your pacifiers, your hobbies, and the areas of interest that fill your leisure time versus distractors, which tend to serve the individual when pacifiers no longer work. Learning the importance of people and healthy activities to get you out of yourself, and not forgetting where you come from so you can appreciate the quality of life. You know, these are the things that you strive to learn, you know. And I know you asked me, was it one thing? But I think being in a conceptual environment, you know, I think it's the concepts that come together. And if you just get in touch with a few of these concepts, you know, they tend to grow on you, where you start to learn to live life on life's terms.
So one of those concepts that I've seen and that we practice within our entire agency is the family concept. So since that is a huge part of ADAP and is a central idea of ADAP, but the clients are only here for 6 to 9 months, how do you build that relationship, the family relationship amongst the clients?
Well, everything mentioned stems from the family concept. It's built into the program. In all the daily activities and events, the residents start the day by greeting the house with "Good morning, family." We are constantly reminding residents that people need people and the house is the family. We are brothers and sisters in recovery, and that is the general concept of how I will recover. There's no I and we, and I can't recover by myself, are two of the general philosophies that we tend to promote in the TC. So you know, is constantly being shared and constantly being spoken, that the family concept is the root of people need people.
That concludes our questionnaire, our interview. I want to thank you again for joining us today and allowing me to interview you. Definitely been fun. This is a topic that many people have experienced, whether they know somebody personally or it's themselves that are struggling. Do you have any advice for those who are seeking treatment for themselves or for someone that they love?
Yeah, I appreciate this opportunity to give this brief description of how treatment works and how we do it in the ADAPT therapy community. If you have any questions or need more information, you can contact us at 323-293-6291. As for myself, James Stinson, Lauren Lee, the Program Treatment Supervisor. If you have anyone in need of residential services, you can ask for Jessica Chong, the intake counselor. I'd like to thank Paulina Hong, the Development Director, for this opportunity, and Rachel Lambert for being such a good hostess, and you, the audience, for tuning in. ADAPT is built on the family concept, and I think that it's one of the most powerful concepts in our organization. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode, and I hope to see y'all next Wednesday for a new episode of Prevention 365 Podcast. You can find us on Believe, that's BLEAV, Spotify, and Apple. You can also check out our episodes on youtube.com/ADAPINC, that is AADAPINC. And remember, people need people. Thank you.